Today from the Ohio Newsroom, overcoming federal funding cuts.
Support comes from Ohio CASA. Ohio CASA's mission is to ensure children experiencing abuse and neglect have a caring, trained adult in their corner. Information about CASA volunteer work is at ohiocasa.org.
I'm Claire Roth. Last year, the Trump administration canceled millions of dollars in federal grants intended for arts and cultural institutions across the country. The move left organizations like Ohio Humanities in a tight spot, without previously promised money to fund documentary filmmakers or museum exhibits, among many other projects. We talked to Jason Craybill, executive director of the Decorative Arts Center of Ohio in Lancaster, around that time.
So it's not just the loss of a single set of funds. It's the rolling impact of that to us and to our community partners. And it has a real detrimental effect on what we can do.
Now, 1 year later, Ohio Humanities is regrouping. And we should note they have been a past fiscal sponsor of the Ohio Newsroom. Our reporter, Aaron Godsacker, is here to explain how the regrouping is going. Hey, Aaron.
Hi, Claire.
So what's going on? How is the organization surviving now, a year after the National Endowment for the Humanities had its funds drastically stripped back?
Well, it's been a challenging year for Ohio Humanities. You know, they haven't been able to fund projects at the levels they've been able to in the past. But last month, they announced a change. They're moving forward as Ohio Humanities Alliance. So instead of existing as this entity whose key function was to distribute grants, it's now going to operate as a membership-based organization, kind of like chambers of commerce, where organizations pay a certain fee and then have access to shared benefits like advocacy and HR services. Rebecca Asmo is the executive director of Ohio Humanities, and she says a lot of the museums and historical societies the organization supports have really small teams.
So they wanted to look at how could we come together across regions and across the state to share collections, to talk about how could exhibitions happen together, and how could funders be engaged to support those so that everybody wasn't just working on their own in this time of declining resources.
So how do the organizations that make up Ohio Humanities feel about that change?
I talked to a couple organizations that are pretty excited about this change. The Kent State University Museum, for example, holds an extensive collection of historic fashion and textiles, and it recently became the Alliance's inaugural member. Sarah Spinner, the museum's director, said she was eager to join because of the connections the Alliance can facilitate.
So it was actually the Ohio Humanities Alliance and Rebecca Asmo who introduced us to the museum team at the Ohio State House in Columbus. And that introduction led to a wonderful installation up now at the State House called Ohioans in Space. So we really feel that, you know, a very large benefit of the Alliance is this incredible network.
And organizations have also said they want to present a united voice to advocate for the humanities. And they hope joining forces under this alliance will enable them to have and support that too.
So is this support enough to keep, you know, these small museums and cultural organizations across Ohio solvent?
You know, I think most everyone would still prefer to have more money. Another person I spoke with is Brian Costco. He runs this organization called Invisible Ground, which creates these immersive historical markers around Southeast Ohio that use augmented reality to help people see the region's history. And he says the loss of NEH funds last year was a real setback. He had to spend more time finding alternate sources of funding instead of doing his actual work to teach people about history. And I think he and Rebecca Asmo are hopeful this alliance will make it easier for organizations like his to move forward, that they'll be able to pool resources and diversify revenue sources and, of course, still be ready to distribute federal funds if more are reinstated under a new administration.
Aaron Godsacker, thanks so much for taking the time today.
Thank you.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes. But not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.